It's Christmas morning, and I'm so pleased that you've chosen to celebrate the birth of Christ with us today. Today is perhaps the most important birth in history that's commemorated. Obviously, Jesus wasn't born on the 25th of December, because the shepherds would not have been watching their flocks by night in the deep midwinter. So Jesus was probably born around March or April, but the church, the world, has chosen to set aside the 25th of December as the day we remember his birth. The actual date, the actual month, is irrelevant. What is important is that we take the opportunity to pause and to celebrate. Christmas, I think, can be a time of different sorts of emotions for people. For some, it's joy and excitement. I mean, I'm assuming that many of you have already opened your Christmas gifts this morning.
No.
Oh, gosh, you're restrained. Wow. When I was growing up in a Jewish household, my mother still chose that we should celebrate Christmas. And there was always loads of badly wrapped gifts for me to enjoy on a Christmas morning. My mum and sellotape seems to be something that just was not compatible. No matter how hard she tried to wrap something, it looked like it had actually been left out for the trash man to take away. But the gifts inside were always good. And the world looks at the trimmings, the world looks at the wrapping, when actually the real message of Christmas seems to disappear for most people. I was pleased to note on television yesterday that the after Christmas sales have already started. And in fact, while there used to be Boxing Day sales, there's now Christmas Day sales. You can go online from 6 a.m. this morning and get into even more debt than you already are with post-Christmas gifts. For some, it's all about the presents. For some, it's all about the celebrations. But for others, Christmas can seem lonely, empty, or even stressful. Apparently, in the year of my birth, 1969, 1 in 20 people spent Christmas alone. This year, it's 1 in 4 or 5 people that will spend Christmas alone. Some people choose to distance themselves. Some people like peace and quiet. But for others, they're not going to experience the sense of community, the sense of friendship, the sense of unity that we are experiencing just by being in this room. And I'm sure that there are those today that are lonely, and they would have been happy to have someone say hello, to speak a word. Whatever we're feeling today, I want to remind you of something very, very important. Christmas is good news for everyone. Let's listen to Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. But the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid." He said, "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." The greatest gift ever given is Jesus. He is the gift that offers us real hope. He offers us joy, peace, love, not just on Christmas Day, but throughout every day of our lives. First point, the good news of Christmas. Let's set the scene for a moment. Imagine being one of those shepherds sitting out in the fields at night, keeping watch over your sheep. You're tired. It's just another night. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, an angel appears. And the angel's first words, "Don't be afraid." I can't blame the shepherds for being terrified. Can you? An angelic being appears in front of you. And often in scripture, when an angel appears, their first words are, "Don't be afraid." And maybe even this Christmas, there are many who are afraid. They're afraid of what the future may hold. They're afraid of what is happening in the world. But we don't need to be afraid when we know that God is the one who's in control. The angel didn't come with bad news. He came with good news. He came with the best news. The Saviour, the Messiah, the Lord has been born in Bethlehem. And here's the key phrase. This good news will bring great joy to all people. All people. not just the important people, not just the religious leaders, not just the people who have it all together. Jesus came for everyone who would believe and trust in him. And he came for the shepherds. Shepherds were people who were overlooked in society. They were the lowest of the low. They were worse, or considered worse, than a double glazing salesman or a call centre operator. You ever had those calls? Hello, we want to offer you. And it's a scam. The shepherds were treated badly. Yet they were the ones that were told first. Humanly speaking, the lowest of the low were told that they were about to be lifted. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter where you are in life right now, the message of Christmas is for you. Second point, why we needed the gift. Why is this such good news? Why did we need the Saviour in the first place? You see, from the beginning, humanity has been separated from God by something called sin. Sin is anything that we do that's against God's will. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:23, for everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. No matter how hard we try, none of us are perfect. I've met people in my life who have thought that they were perfect. I've met people in my life who thought they were far more intelligent, far better than everyone else. But the reality is that we are all the same. God is perfect and we are not. And yet, God is the one who bridges the gap between us and him. God is the one who reaches down in love and sends his son to be born into this world. He bridged the gap that we could never bridge on our own. We needed a saviour, and God himself provided the saviour. That's the beautiful truth of Christmas. God loved the world so much that he chose to send Jesus to rescue you. Not just the world, but you. And when we come to know Jesus as Lord, when we come to know him as saviour, we're adopted into God's family. We are children of the living God. Because Jesus came to rescue us, we can be saved. John 3:16, perhaps the most famous verse in the Bible. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Think about that for a moment. God gave the greatest gift, his Son, Jesus, so that you and I could be saved. So that we could experience eternal life. So that we could know him as our Lord. And as has already been said, Jesus didn't come into the world as a king with a palace. Perhaps if a royal child was born today, they would be born in the most pristine and modern hospital possible. Jesus was born in a stable. His first days were in a place where animals were kept. It's not what you would expect a king to be born into. And in many ways, that signified or showed that the kind of life that he would live, a humble life. And years later, he would die on a cross, but he would rise again to pay the price for our sins. And what makes Christmas so special to us is it's not just about the baby in the manger. It's about the boy who grew into a man, who went to a cross, who suffered a cruel death, and yet rose again. The Saviour came to rescue us, to offer us forgiveness, to bring us back into a relationship with God. And that's open to everyone who will come to Jesus, for everyone who trusts him. Third point, joy for today and hope for tomorrow. The angel said that the good news would bring great joy. But what kind of joy is this? You see, the joy of Christmas isn't found in the presents or the decorations or even being with family. As wonderful as those things are, the real joy of Christmas, it's found in Jesus and Jesus alone. Because of him, we're loved completely. Because of him, we are loved unconditionally. We're forgiven no matter what mistakes we've made. We are never alone because God is with us. We have a great joy, and our joy is not temporary. It's not just for today, it's for every day of the year. When life feels uncertain, we can find hope in Jesus. When we find ourselves feeling weak, we can gain our strength from him. Maybe this year has been difficult for you. Perhaps you've had to deal with loss, illness, or some kind of challenge that feels overwhelming. If that's you, let me remind you of this. Christmas tells us that God is with us. In our darkest moments, in our most difficult of times, God is with us. The Bible calls Jesus Emmanuel, which means God with us. God has not left us on our own. He has come to us and he's still with us today. He walks beside us through joy and he walks beside us through every challenge that we will face. And because of Jesus, we have hope. We have hope for today, hope for tomorrow, and hope for eternity. So here's the question I really want to ask this morning. Have you accepted the greatest gift? You see, a gift isn't yours until you receive it. Someone might hold it out to you, but you have to willingly take it. You also have to open the gift to see what's inside. The Bible tells us in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." God offers us the gift of salvation freely. We don't have to earn it. We don't have to be good enough. All we need to do is believe in him, trust him, accept him as our Saviour and as our Lord. Maybe it seems too simple. Maybe that's why so many in the world reject the truth of who Jesus is. Friends, we're called to tell them. We're called to share the truth. We're called to tell others about the light of the world, why he came, and how we are in relationship with him, and how others can be in relationship with him too. Maybe you've never made that decision in your life to trust in Jesus. Or maybe you once trusted in him, but now not so much. What better time than today to turn to Jesus? What better time than today to acknowledge that he is Lord? What better time than today to rejoice in knowing that your sins are forgiven and you're assured of a place in heaven? All it takes is a simple prayer. It's a way of saying yes to Jesus, inviting him into our lives. There's nothing that's more important that we don't put off until tomorrow. None of us know how long we'll be on this planet. None of us know how many hours, minutes, days, or even seconds we have. And I've met people in the past who have said to me, "Oh, well, yeah, I'll accept Jesus later. I'll trust in him when I'm older." But we don't know how much older we're going to get, do we? Jesus himself, humanly speaking, lived to the age of 33 before he was nailed to that cross. And okay, he's eternal. Spiritually, he will be around forever. Spiritually, we will be around forever as well. But we make the choice now. When we step into eternity, we can either spend eternity with God or away from God. Because Jesus came, we have the option to choose Christ. So this morning, let me encourage you, trust him. Trust him for all that he has already done in your life. Be thankful for that, but trust him for what he is yet to do. We're about to step into a new year. We may not know what it holds, but God does. And we can have joy and peace and hope and experience the love of God when we trust in him and him alone. Final point, Jesus is the reason for the season. He came to bring us joy and peace and hope and love. And when we know him, everything changes. And my prayer is that each of us will know the love of Jesus today, that his presence will fill our homes, and that the joy of Christmas will stay with us every day of the year. So from my heart to yours, happy Christmas and God bless.